who has been a member of nonprofit organization Optimist International for 34 years, a group that supports the development of youth through various projects and initiatives in communities across the country. She started a club in her region of Rome, Mississauga, the Yamaska Valley Optimist Club, and restarted clubs in Council and Beaumont. And she most recently launched 3 junior Optimist clubs, a mirror to the senior Optimist clubs, as she says, with the collaboration of students at Heroes Memorial, Knowlton Academy, and Massivany High School, which started last year and are set to pick up again in November. Hello all, this is CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Today we welcome Ilza to the show. Welcome, Ilza, and thanks for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
For those who may not be aware of Optimist Club International or the many Optimist Clubs that exist right here in the Eastern Townships, can you speak a little bit more in depth about the role that they play here in our local communities and how they go about supporting youth?
Well, the local clubs, there are quite a few. There's, as mentioned, Knowlton, Council in Beaumont, and then Knowlton is also the French club, Lac-Baume Club Optimist. There are Optimist clubs in Farnham, in Granby. Granby's a very big one. And all of those clubs work with the local schools to support the kids in their activities. I just wanted to mention that every club can decide what direction they're going to take. There is no rule that says you have to do this or you have to do that. There are certain activities that are international, so therefore most clubs will participate, like the oratorical contest, which starts at a club level, goes to a regional level, goes a little further, goes to a district level, and then it goes to international. And this summer, a young lady from Mansonville won the international competition 3rd place, and she won $17,000 scholarship. So honestly, parents, if you are listening, and if you have a student in secondary 4 and 5, please watch the Facebook pages to have your child register. I do not understand why kids don't try, because who's to know who's going to win?
Yeah, so essentially, the Optimist Clubs, they come up with projects and initiatives that they think will really help youth in their development, in whatever that development may be.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, last year, you started junior Optimist Clubs at Knowlton Academy, Heroes Memorial, and Massivany High School. Why did you decide to take on that initiative? What was the goal with these clubs?
Well, first of all, being an educator, I love working with kids. And I think that every club's responsibility should be to mentor kids, to teach them about volunteerism and how to become a volunteer and how to give back to their community. And I saw that as a big need in the community, so that's why I started the clubs. The clubs are open to grades 5 and 6, and in grade 7, well, grade secondary 1 and secondary 2. And the kids, we talk about what kind of activities they like. We do a lot of team building, we do a lot of leadership skills, we do a lot of communication skills, organizational skills, time management. All of those, any activity that we do incorporates those things because they can use them in their everyday life and certainly later on.
How successful was it last year? What role did it play in the development of the youth that did take part? Did you see the difference that it made in their daily lives?
I saw the difference, but most importantly, the parents saw the difference. The parents saw the difference in that the kids gained self-confidence, organizational skills. Last year in Knowlton, the group wanted to do a fundraiser bake sale to support girls in Afghanistan. I said, great, I will prepare some things to sell, but you have to do everything else. So they did the publicity, they set up the sale, they, you know, set up petty cash, and they did it all themselves, and they sold over $200 worth of baked goods. They made the baked goods themselves with their parents at home. So it was a great initiative.
Awesome. Now, the Junior Optimist Clubs will be kicking off again soon in November. Yeah, so what is in the works this year in terms of projects or initiatives? Do you already have ideas out on the table?
I personally have ideas that we will work with the community again. We'll make, you know, make some arts and crafts that can be given as gifts, either to parents or aunts and uncles, etc. But I really like to work with the kids in deciding what direction they want to go, because it's their club. I'm not the one that's supposed to run it. I'm there as an advisor, helping them, guide them to do their activities.
Okay. Can you speak a little bit on some of the activities that they did last year? You mentioned the bake sale, but were there other initiatives that students took on that made you go, wow?
Well, at Christmas time, they pulled their money and bought a gift for one of the kids in the community. They made Christmas cards for the local seniors' home. They made Valentine's Day cards for the local seniors' home. They made Easter cards for the local seniors' home. The fundraising they did for the girls in Afghanistan was something that they all cared about. Mother's Day, they did things. So they gave back to the community, but it was their idea and their handicrafts that were done. This year, I have to mention one activity. At the end of the year, I asked the kids, is there anything that you think we should definitely repeat for next year? And we did a communication skills activity where they were partnered off, and the one student who would feed the other student was blindfolded, so they couldn't tell where the person's mouth was, and they couldn't sort of use the other hand to figure out where their head is and so on. The person sitting had to say, okay, a little to the left, a little to the right, up, down, there you go. And they fed each other Jell-O with whipped cream. Well, needless to say, the Jell-O was all over the place, the whipped cream was all over the place, but they absolutely loved it. That's the one thing they all said, oh, we have to repeat that.
Now, why do you think it's so important, from your perspective, why do you think it's so important for youth to get involved at such an early age?
Because, sadly, in our communities, and I'm not talking about just Knowlton or just the townships, this is a phenomenon nationwide, actually in North America, our parents are not involved in volunteerism as much as they were. So the kids don't have role models of being volunteers. And if our communities survive because of volunteers, every year finding volunteers to do things is more and more difficult. More and more difficult to get people to join service clubs. So by working with the kids, we're teaching them the pleasure that one can get by being a volunteer, how to be a volunteer, giving them the self-confidence to become leaders. And, I mean, people will join a club, but don't ask them to take on the role of leadership, because they won't. So that was my purpose. I know that it's such an important role, that our future of volunteerism depends on the kids of today.
Okay. Now, for the parents out there who may be listening to this and want to get their children involved, or for those schools who may want to have their own club for their students, how can they go about doing so?
I would suggest that they check up on Knowlton.com and LacBrome.com, Cowansville.com, and Beaumont, Beranger-sur-Beaumont. I will advertise on there about things starting, but every school that I work at usually sends home a letter telling the parents that we're going to start, giving an explanation, and asking and having an application form. We ask the kids to contribute $15 a child, so that that helps to defray some of the costs that come with running a club such as the Junior Optimist.
Now, are there any other Junior Optimist Club developments that you would like to speak on that you think would be important for the community to be aware of?
If somebody would like to help me by being an advisor with the Junior Optimist Club, there are plenty of other places. I am sure that we could start a French Junior Optimist Club in Knowlton, but I can't do it all. I do this already 3 afternoons a week, and I need more volunteers to help me. And there's, you know, certainly other places in Beaumont we could start one. And we could start one in other areas where there are Optimist clubs. A junior Optimist club must have a senior Optimist club sponsoring them. They cannot be on their own. Granted, one club can sponsor more than one junior Optimist club. The council club sponsors Heroes and the Massivania one.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ilza, for being open with speaking to us and spreading the word out there about the Junior Optimist Clubs. I really appreciate it. I wasn't sure if you had anything else you wanted to mention before we sign off.
Nothing in particular other than, please, adults, don't be afraid of stepping up. I know that everybody goes, oh, but it's like some of the adults are afraid to work with the kids, and it's such a joy to work with them every week. They bring so much pleasure to the person that's working with them, to see how they grow, to see how they mature and gain self-confidence. And if nobody would ever be left on their own, I would be there to help them set up the programs and look for activities and look for ideas. So, you know, step up to the plate and come and help.
Well, thank you so much, Ilza, again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time. It's an important subject and true to my heart.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.